Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hitchcock scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCoskey. Boudreau moves to third. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Mack steals second. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a fly ball towards Semter. Kramer catches it and throws to home to double up Boudreaux. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Harris reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Denning for a passed ball. Harris moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Kramer reaches second base with a double. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. York goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Steve Gromick now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trout moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trout scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hitchcock. The throw from Denning and he is safe. Hitchcock steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke now playing right field. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trout strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Gaffke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive to center field. Kramer throws towards Bloodworth. Bloodworth fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bloodworth. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming strikes out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Otto Denning. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into right field. Gafke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gromick strikes out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fabian Gafke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafke takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mac picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mac. Bloodworth moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Tebbets scores. It's 9-1, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hitchcock moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock scores. It's 10-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Gafke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 4 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Boudreau strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Boudreau out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.